on the Ilui Nishmas Yitzchok ben Avram. Okay. Let's see how far we can get into this Mishnah. Okay. Cheiru shenosa pikachas. Upikeach shenosa chareshet. Regular case. Cheirish married a normal woman or a normal man married a Chareshis. So the Kedushin is only the Rabbaman, either case, because of the deaf mute. So Imratza lahotzi yotzi. So just like the marriage was affected Beremiza, so the divorce can also be affected Beremiza. So their marriage is only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan and Misakin divorce for them also to get out of that rabbinic b'im rotzel akayim ikayim. And if they want to, they can, what's it called, remain married. Tosus points out that, of course, that's what's it called, foshet. If they want to remain married, they can remain married, just that since in the rest of the Mishnah is going to speak about where they can, so it mentions over here they can. Shame shehu kol nish b'remiza kachu motzer b'remiza. Like we said, that's the reason why that he can give a divorce, because just like the whole marriage was affected only by sign language, so the divorce can also be affected by sign language. They have to write a get, obviously, but the fact that they're giving the get or whatever is through sign language. That's a shame gerush and whatever. Okay. So that's the first case. That's pretty simple. Okay. Rashi, k'shem shekol nish b'remiza, matam komer. Explain the reason for the first halacha. Kolomer, k'kedushin ken gerushin. Just like they can get married through sign language, they can get divorced from that marriage. The chen pikeah b'chareshes b'remiza komas, sheromas be'etz bo adshinis ratzis lo, u'b'remizim rotz v'hotzi yotzi. He can be meramis to her that he's giving her this get, l'shem gerushin. So that's the first case, pretty simple. The next case. Pikeach shenosa pikachas v'nischarsha. Regular person married another regular person, and she became a chareshes after they were married. So now his kedushin is deoraisa. Then imratza yotzi, the imratza yikayim. He also can, what's it called, if he wants to continue the marriage, he can. And if he wants to get out of it, he also can. But nishtatis lo yotzi. But if she becomes insane, then he can't ever give her a get, because we'll see that, what's it called, they were, even though a woman is nisgarish shalom mitzalmas, you don't need her das, so if she's crazy, you could also nisgarish her, if she's insane. Still, they were afraid that she'd become hefker, so they didn't allow you to divorce a insane woman. But nisgarisha, even though also, what's it called, she doesn't have das, but she's not insane, she's not going to be hefker. A deaf mute knows how to protect herself. An insane woman doesn't know how to protect herself. Okay. So if she was nischarish, what's it called, he can divorce her. And if, what's it called, because a woman can be divorced against her will, so you don't need her das. But if she's nishtates, even though normally you could divorce her against her will, and therefore you don't need her das, so she's just at the das, makes no difference, they're made exer, you can't get divorced her because we don't want to make her hefker. Nischarishu o nishtate. What happens if two normal people got married and then the man became a cheresh? Or he became insane. The enamotzi olamis, a man can only give a get midato. If he's a cheresh, he doesn't have das. And if he's a shote, he doesn't have das. So there's no way for him to give a get. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, mitmein ma ho'isha sheneschar sheyotzed v'ho'isha neschar sheenamotzi. So what's the difference? Why can a woman who becomes a chereshes be divorced, and a man who becomes a cheresh can't give a divorce? Very simple. There's no comparison between a man giving a divorce and a woman receiving a divorce. The woman can be divorced with her will, without her will. You don't need her das. So even if she's not a bar das, you could divorce her. But a man has to have a das. He can only, the gerushin has to be l'ritzolna. It can't be against his will. And therefore he needs das. So if he's a cherish, he doesn't have das. And he's a shot, he doesn't have das. Okay. Rashi. Pikeh shenosa pikachas v'nischarsha. Afa pishe kedusheho gimurin. Imrotza yotzi. Even though their kedushin is doraisa. When they got married, they were normal. But if he wants to, he can make a give or get. The beget lo boin and daso ish. He can refer to kambish and besnisim. As the Gemara, as the Mishnah explains, by get, you don't need the das of the woman, therefore you can megarish a woman who doesn't have das. Nishtatis lo yotzi, the Gemara meforish, lo yinagu bo minik hefker. The takanta the Rabbanan. He really, mikradin, you can divorce an insane woman too. But the Rabbanan made a takana, you shouldn't, in order to protect her because she doesn't know how to watch herself. She's insane, and she'll become hefker. So therefore, they made a takana, if you're married to her, stay married to her. If he married her when he was normal and then he became a cherish after the marriage was affected, so now since the kedushin is kedushin d'oraisa, there's no way for him to get out of it because you can't give a get without the will of the husband, and he doesn't have any will because he's a cherish. Mashen came in the first case where they got married when he or she was a cherish, there the kedushin was on the rabbanan. So the rabbanan said, same way we said there's a marriage, that the same way we're saying that we can dissolve the marriage with a get. Okay. Next case. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugoda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugoda gave edus al hachareshes that he was mekabel this. What's it called? The Mesorah. Okay. Alachareshe shehisiyo aviha shehiyotze beget. A chareshes who was married by her father. Her father married her. Okay. When she was a ketana. Right. He was mekabel the kedushin. So it's kedushin gemurin. Because the father has das. So even though the girl doesn't have das, right, normally we'd only kedushin to rabbanan if she affected the kedushin. But since, what's it called, the father was in charge of the kedushin, and he has das, he can even marry off his daughter who doesn't have das. So it was a kedushin d'oraisa, where the father married her off when she was a ketana, even though she was a chareshes. She yotze beget, right? That she also, what's it called, can get a get, since the kedushin was affected, min ha-Torah. So even so, since you can give a get, shalom meratzon ha'isha, you don't need her ratzon. This could also be a get. Amrulo abzu kiyotzi ba. So they said to him, no, this case is the same, similar case, meaning of the case before. See Rashi. Sheisiyo aviha bekatnusa bekibo kedusheha v'avi kedushin gemurin sheyotzi beget v'afilo k'mishigodlo upaka koach av mikabelus hias gita. She can makabel her get because it can be given against her will. So even though it was a kedushin d'oraisa, right, she can be divorced against her will. Afzu pikacha shenischar shekiyotziba. So they said to him, if that's the case, if you have this edus, then the first case is just like that. If the woman was married when she was normal, so it's a kedushin d'oraisa, and now she became a chareshes, same halacha, you can divorce her, what's it called, against her will. She can divorce her if she has no will also. Okay. Okay, now we finish the easy part. Now we go to the more complicated cases. Shnei achim chareshim, nesuim lebeiz achayos chareshos. Two deaf-mute brothers who are married to two deaf-mute sisters. Okay. Oh, v'shnei achayos pichos. Or it doesn't make a difference what the wives were, if both husbands were deaf-mutes. So even if both wives were pikchos, the kedushin is only the rabbanan. Equal kedushin the rabbanan. If both husbands are deaf-mutes, so if the wives are both deaf-mutes, or they're both normal. Or one is normal and one's a deaf-mute. makes no difference. Since the husbands both are deaf mutes, the kiddushin is only to Rabbanan, right, regardless of what the wives are. Or the opposite case, both wives are deaf mutes, and the husbands, regardless of what the husbands are, it's only kedushin to Rabbanan, because the wives are both deaf mutes. So it doesn't make a difference if they're married to two brothers who are chershos, or two brothers who are pikhim, or the shneiachim chershin, or the shneiachim echad chersh echad pikeach, or one is a pikeach, one's a chersh. It's not nogeya, right? It's irrelevant whether what the husbands are if both wives are chershin, and it's irrelevant what the wives are if both husbands are chershin. That's this case. So they're potter from chalitz and yibum. Why? Because they both have kedushin d'rabbanan. And when one dies, the sister of the other wife falls to the husband of that sister. So, what's it called? You can't marry. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. She's an erva. So, she's an erva, the sister of his wife, right? Zachos ishto, and therefore there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. Dimhayu nachrios, yichnesu. Right, and if they were not sisters, right, so then they're both equal level of marriage, and there's regular yibum chalitzim and the rabbanim, and they can what's it called be kones, and if they want they can be give a get, right? They can't give chalitza in all the cases because a cheresh and a chareshes can't give chalitza, so there can't be any chalitza over here. But if he wants to, they can make yibum, and then what's it called? The yibum can be a cheresh or a chareshes can have yibum, and then if he wants to, he can divorce her, because since the marriage was affected only to rabbinic, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, it can be dissolved by a get, because nichnas beremiza and yotze beremiza. Okay. Rashi. Harez elu pturos, the hoel ushteim chereshos, ushneim chareshin, Kikadushe zu kach kikadushe zu. They're on equal status of kedusha. Both of them are only rabbinic kedusha because one of the partners is a cherish, or both, but at least one of them is. So also kedusha the ishto menfaki zikur, and therefore the kedusha that he has with his wife takes away the zika from the other brother, because the level of zika is the same level as kedusha. So I'm married to this woman's sister, and the Mela, what's it called? The Zika I had is bottled because of the erva. Okay. Yichnesu she'ein chalitza b'chareshes v'cheresh she'ein b'omer v'omra. Right? There's no chalitza. He can. Oh, there's only one choice. He can have yibum, and then divorce her, or he can remain married to her if he wants to. But he can't give her chalitza because there's no chalitza because he can't speak. And you have to be able to speak at least by the chalitza. The achar kach im rotzu yotziu beget. After he marries her, he makes yibum. He then can divorce her. Why to also get beremiza mafki and nesuin the day the zikas achiv the hu beremiza? Because like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that since he can take her in beremiza, he can give her a get beremiza too. Okay, next case. Shnei achim, two brothers. Echad cheresh ve'echad bikeach. One of them is a cheresh and one's a bikeach. Nesuin l'shnei achayos pikchos. Both of them are married to normal women. So one of the kedushins d'oraisa. One normal man to one normal woman. And the other case is the cheresh is married to a normal woman. So the cheresh's marriage to the normal woman is only the rabbanan, and the pikeach's marriage to the regular normal woman is two normals is the raisa. So now meis cheresh bala pikachas, if the cheresh who's married to the normal woman died, so his kedushin was only the rabbanan. So she falls mid the rabbanan. The zika is only a zika to rabbanan. to a man who's married to her, to her sister, min haTorah. So the marriage of the Yavam to the sister, or the prospective Yavam to the sister, the living brother, is the Raisa. The marriage of the dead brother is only the Rabbanan. Okay, so now, Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Pitachas. Oh no, what's this? Right. Meis Cheresh Bala Pitachas. Ma Yase Pikeach Bala Pitachas. So now, the normal guy who's married to the normal sister of this brother who was a deaf mute. Teit Se Mishum Achosishu. So there's no Yibum or Chalitza because she's an Erva. Right? She falls to her sister's husband. There's nothing. Now, Meis Pikeach Bala Pitachas, what if the other case? The normal brother died. The normal brother was married to the normal sister. So now, the one who was Kedushin Deraisa falls to the one who's Kedushin Derabana. Right? So this Zika is Deraisa, and the other one's only Kedushin Derabana. Ma Yase Cheresh Bal Pitachas. So what is the Cheresh who's married to the Pitachas, who's the sister of the woman who falls to him? What does he do? Motzi Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his wife. Can't remain with her because she's Achos Kukoso Min haTorah. So he can't remain married to Achos Kukoso. And she's not an Erva, what's it called, 100%, because his Kedushin is only the Rabbanan. So the Zika Deoraisa doesn't potter her completely as an Erva because the Kedushin of the other sister is only the Rabbanan. So what's it called? So now he's also to live with his wife. In a normal case where they're both Kedushin Deoraisa, she's an Erva. But here, the Zika is stronger than the marriage. So therefore he has to get divorced from his wife because she's Achos Kukoso. The Eishes Okev Asura La'olam. And he can never marry the Yavama because she's Achos Grushoso. She's the sister of the woman that he divorced. So he can't make Yibum, but he, what's it called, can't live with his wife either. Rashi. Motzi Ishto Beget. No. Yeah, we said, yeah. Motzi Ishto Beget, the Zika Sachosa Haboa Mikoch Kedushin Gemurim Osar Tolov, like we said. Because since the normal brother was married to a normal woman, their Kedushin was Deraisa. When he died, the Zika is Deraisa. She's now Zokuk to the other brother, right, Min haTorah. And he's only married to the sister, Midarabana. So the Zika, right, that comes from a Kedushin Gemurim answers her to him. Normally, if the other brother was also married Min haTorah, if he was married Min haTorah, then she's an Erva. But now, since he's only married the Rabbanan, and the other one was married Min haTorah, the Zika answers his wife to him. The Ein Koach, the Kedushin Didol, it Choso Mishum Achos Isha. Her Kedushin is only the Rabbanan, and it can't push away the other sister completely. So therefore, she's now Achos Kukoso. So she's also. Now he can't live with the other one because she's now Achos Grushoso. The Eishes Ochiv Asura La'olam, the Cheresh Lo Chalitz, right, because he can't make Chalitza because the Cheresh can't give Chalitza. So that's out of the question. Ulich No Seyefshar, he can't marry her Mishum Achos Isha because it's the sister of his divorced wife, which is also awesome. So she'll die. But really what will happen is, if she'll ever die, if his wife will die, then he can marry the other one. But until she'll die, there's no way. Now, even if she'll die, since when she fell, she was Osir because of the brother's wife, it's only the Rabbanan she was Osir. So I'm not sure exactly what will be, what's it called, if the other sister dies. There's mashum here that he can never be, can never marry. Okay. Okay. Right. Eishasach of Asura Va'olam. Okay. I think we're going to stop here. I really wanted to finish the Mishnah, but it gets a little bit more complicated as we go. And so far, we're doing okay. So tomorrow, Mir Sashem will finish the Mishnah, and it's a little bit more complicated, but it's we got this far. We'll get that far. Okay, we're up to the case of Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh, Echad Bikeach, Nesuim L'Shtei Achayos, Achas Chereshes, Achas Bikeach. You have a normal man married to a normal woman, and his brother is a Cheresh, and her sister is a Chereshes, and they're married. So the Cheresh is married to a Chereshes, and the Bikeach is married to a Bikachas. Meis Cheresh Valachirashas. So the deaf husband died, leaving the deaf woman to fall to Yibum to the normal brother, who's married to the normal wife, who's a sister. So Mayasa Pikeh Bal Pikachas, Teitse Bishum Achosisha. So there's no Yibum or Chalitz over here, because she is his wife's sister, full-fledged wife and full-fledged sister, and therefore what's it called? There's no Yibum or Chalitza, she's an heir. Meis Pikeach Bal Pikachas. What happens though if the normal husband dies, of the normal wife, and his wife now falls to Yibum to the Cheresh? So it's his wife's sister, but he's only married to his wife rabbinically. And this is Zika min HaTorah, that his sister-in-law now is falling to her, to Yibum, right? She's his wife's sister and his brother's wife. So, Ma Yasa Cheresh Bal Chereshes, so what does this guy do? Motzias Ishto Beget, because of the Zika min HaTorah of his sister-in-law, right, he can't remain with his wife anymore. She's Achos Gukosa. And he can't ever marry the what's it called, his Yivama, because she is Midrabanan, at least Achos Ishto, because he's only married to her, to his wife Midrabanan. So it's not enough to push away the Zika, but it's surely not enough to be considered an Erva that there's no Yibum. So therefore he, what's it called, has to divorce his wife, and he can't ever marry this Yivama, and he can't give her Chalitza either, because a Cheresh can't give Chalitza. So this woman is also forever. Rashi, any Rashis? We have Eishes so Achiv Asura Li'olam. The Cheresh lo chalitz, because the Cheresh can't give chalitza. The lich no siyetzer, and he can't marry her either, mishum achosisha, because it's his wife's sister. So therefore, she's also forever. Next case. Shnei achim, echot Cheresh v'echot pikeach. One brother Cheresh, one a pikeach. Nisuim l'shnei nochrios. Now they're not married to sisters, they're married to unrelated women. Pichos, and both of them are pichos. So now the one who's married, the Pikeach, who's married to the Pikachas, is a Kedushin Deoraisa, and the Cheresh who's married to the Pikeach is only the Rabbana. Right? Cheresh married to a Pikachas, and a Pikeach married to Pikachas. Okay, then the Cheresh and the Pikeach are brothers. So Meis Cheresh Pal Pikachas, if the Cheresh, who's the husband of the Pikachas, dies, so his marriage is only the Rabbana. So Mayasa Pikeh Bal Pikachas Ocheilet Omiyab. Right? So the what's it called? They're not sisters, the regular case of Yibum. So his wife falls, so he can either make Chalitza or Yibum. Right? It's a Yibum the Rabbanan or a Chalitza the Rabbanan, because there's no reason why he can't get married, and the marriage is considered a marriage of Rabbanan. So there's a din of Yibum the Rabbanan or Chalitza the Rabbanan. Meis Pikeh Bal Pikachas, what if the normal brother died? His marriage was 100% Deoraisa, and the other one's marriage is only the Rabbana. Ma Yasa Cheresh Bal Pikachas, Kol Neis Ve'eno Motzi La'olam. So he, what's it called, can only make Yibum, right? He can't make Chalitza, because a Cheresh can't make Chalitza, and he, what's it called, since his Zika, the Yibum is Doraisa, okay, he can't divorce his wife either, because the Cheresh can't divorce his wife, because he doesn't have Das. So for Yibum you don't need Das, but for Get you do. So he can't be Cholitzer, and he can't ever divorce her if he marries her, but he couldn't marry her out to Yibum. That he can do. Rashi, they his get can't take away a zika that was minat Torah. So his only get can only help, we said, if he married her to Rabbanan, then he can divorce her to Rabbanan. Right? Remes, he brought her in Beremes, he can take her out Beremes. But over here, he didn't marry her to Rabbanan. His Yibum was 100% Doraisa, because what's it called, a Cheresh can have Yibum, can't have Chalitza, and if he marries her and with Yibum he can't divorce her either. Okay, next case, we're almost running out of cases. Shnei Achim Pichim, right, the two normal brothers, Nisuin Lebeis Nachrios, Achas Pikachas Achas Chereshes, the opposite of the case before. The brothers now, the husbands are normal. One wife is a chereshes, and one wife is normal. And they're not sisters. They're not related. Meis pikeach bal chereshes, if the pikeach, the husband of the chereshes, died, so his marriage is only to Rabbanan. Ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas, so what happens now to the brother who's normal? Koneis, he can marry her. He can't give her chalitza, because the chareshes can't get chalitza, so he can make yibum with her. The imrotz lahotzi yotzi, and since the whole yibum was only the rabbanan, she came in the rabbanan, he can give her a get. Also, the same way she came in, she goes out. So he can either make yibum. If he makes yibum, he can give her a get. He can't give her chalitza, because no chalitza for a chareshes. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the normal brother who's married to the normal wife died, their kedushin was kedushin deraisa. Mayasa pikeach bal chareshes, what is the pikeach now, who's the husband of the chareshes, who marries only the rabbanan? Oh, cholitz or miyabim, no problem. It's not a sister, so it's regular yivama, right? And he can either make chalitza because he's a pikeach and she's a pikachas, right? And he can, what's it called, or make a yibum, one of the two. Last case, I think. Yeah. Shnei achim, echot cheresh vechot pikeach. Two brothers, the brothers, one is a pikeach and one's a cheresh. Nisuin lebeis nochrios. Achas chereshes vachas pikachas. And they're married to two unrelated women, one a cheresh and one a pikeach. Meis cheresh bal chereshes, if the cheresh, who's the husband of the chereshes, whose marriage is only to Rabbanan, and there's no chalitz over here, dies, ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas, koneis nimrotz lahotzi yotzi. Here, since the original yibum was only to Rabbanan, because their marriage is only to Rabbanan, so he can make yibum, he can't give chalitza because she's a chereshes, and he can, what's it called, he can then give her a get, because the whole yibum was only the rabbanan, so he can give a get mid the rabbanan too. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, what if the normal brother died, who's married to a normal wife, so the normal wife falls now to the cheresh, right? Ma yasa cheresh bal chareshes, what does the cheresh do with this woman? Koneis, he can make yibum, can't make chalitza because she's a, what's it called, a chareshes. And since the yibum was deoraisa, Zika was deoraisa, and when he married her with yibum, that was a deoraisa marriage, he can't divorce her either, because she can't be divorced min haTorah, only in the rabbana. Okay, ve'ino motzi lo'olam. She said Rashi already. Okay, let's see a little bit of the Gemara. Okay, Omar Rami Barchama, Maishno Cheresh the Chareshes, the Takinu the Rabbanan Nesuin, Maishno the Shota, the Lo Takinu Rabbanan Nesuin. Why by Cheresh and Chareshes we went through this whole Mishnah that there's Kedushin the Rabbanan, and there's Yibum the Rabbanan by a Cheresh and a Chareshes. But by a shota, there is no marriage. There's no, even the Rabbanim, there's no marriage. Why didn't the Rabbanim misaken marriage by shota? D'tanya, how do we know they weren't misaken it? Shota, the cotton, shenosu, noshim, umesu, l'shoseim, pturos, menachalis, menayibu. Cheresh v'charesh. Oh, a second. So therefore, what's it called? It says the Cheresh that a shot and two shotim got married, or a cotton that got married. There's no yibum when there's no chalitza. There's no marriage, no marriage at all. They weren't misakin kedushin for a cotton, and they weren't misakin kedushin for a shota or a shota. But they were misakin for a ketana, whose father either what's it called married her once, second time he could marry her, midrabanan. Or father died, the brother and mother can marry you. Oh, mitzvah. Samara says, "Cheresh v'chareshes tekaim mitakanta the rabbanan tiknu lo rabbanan nesuin." By a cheresh and a chareshes, they can remain. They can play married. So the takana will stand. There will remain a takana the rabbanan of being married. Shota v'shota lo kaim mitakanta the rabbanan. They ain't not them dorim nochesh b'kfifa. But if they would have made a marriage between two idiots, right, two insane people, right, it wouldn't last, right? You can't be married to an insane person, right? And the person can't live with a snake. Okay, so therefore the marriage wouldn't have lasted. Okay, even though mice we see not like that, but in any case, but it's usually that way. Okay. Takinu l'rabbana nisuin, tiktani masnisin shetzrichos chalitza. Alma yesh nisuin the kedusha l'cheresh midrabbanan. All the cases we gave were kedusha l'rabbanan, l'cheresh and l'chereshes. V'yafagav d'lab bar deyahu umidurayse in kinyan u'kinyan. And even though they're not b'nei deyah, and therefore their kinyan is no kinyan, kedusha or nisuin, but l'maisa midrabbanan they were misakin it. Hachi garsin in shote the cotton shenosu noshim nishosei and peturos min achalitza v'yibim. A cotton, there's no marriage even to Rabbanon, and the same thing goes for a shota. The kaima to counter Rabbanon should darken Leo Sholom Beneim. Two deaf mutes, I don't know, two deaf mutes can reveal it. They can't yell at each other, they can't hear what the other one's saying. Well, that's a perfect marriage, right? A filu cherishim chareshes, the kochkin shoish pikeach. Surely if the man is normal and his wife is a deaf mute, that's an ideal situation, right? But by an insane person, even if one of them's normal, how normal could you be to marry somebody insane? Lamaisa, what's it called? So even if one of them's normal, he's not going to be able to get along with the insane one, right? The koshkin shota the shota is two insane people. Surely can't live together. That's, yeah. She was married when she was okay, right? Then we don't let him divorce her, because right. Even though he could divorce her, because she could be divorced by korach, right? B'kfifa b'toch kupa achas, right? You can't live in the same kupa, right, with an insane with a snake. Okay. Okay, umayshna cotton, the lo takin rabbanan nesuin. Why weren't the rabbanan misakin kedushin by a cotton like they were by a cheresh? The cheresh takinu rabbanan nesuin, versus cheresh lo asir chlan nesuin takin rabbanan nesuin. A cheresh who never will be able to get married, so they made a kedushin to rabbanan for him. But cotton the asir chlan nesuin. But a cotton, if we just wait a little while, he'll be able to get married in HaTorah. There's no reason to make a takon to Rabbanan to let him get married when he's a cotton. Lo takin Rabban nesuin. Ay v'hari ketana da'asi l'chlam nesuin v'takin Rabban nesuin. A ketana, in the case where the father can't marry her off anymore in HaTorah, like the cases we said, where the father married her once and she got divorced or widowed, or the father died. So there they were misakin kedushin for a ketana, even though they could wait, and she'll be able to get married when she gets to be a gedola, just like we said about the cotton. No. Chosrim shlo yinanu gubo minik hefker. By a ketana, we don't want her to, she wouldn't be able to get married, even when she's a ketana, people be knowing for minik hefker. Okay. Umayshno ketana de mimano. Umaishma chareshes lomamana. Why can a ketana have miyun to her kedushin derabbanan? And a chareshes, they weren't masakin miyun for the kedushin derabbanan of a chareshes. She needs a get. It says the imkain mimani velo nasbila, because if she wasn't, if she was able to have miyun, as it is, she's handicapped. So for somebody to marry a handicapped woman who could always be mamayim, because she's never going to become not a chareshes, so he doesn't want to take such a chance. But with Ketana, he says, well, it's only a few years where she can be mamayim, so I'm willing to take my risk, because at some point she's going to not be able to be mamayim anymore. She'll grow up.
How can she be mamayim if she's a chareshes?
She was sign language. Tells a big sign. I. Mimani velo nashbi lahola olam hi yachola mayim mei charishosa charush charashosa avaktana gvul yeshla. By ktana is a limit, how long can she give a mayim? The shogar mefais na la kol shaita at shiavers man miuna. The guy thinks, you know, I'll be good to her till she gets old enough not to be a mayim, and then I'll really, you know, let her have it. Okay. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. And we'll get to, I don't know where, and that Sunday will be the last year till the next Tuesday. There's really only two possible days we could have had a shear. That's Wednesday and Thursday. This Friday, anyway, is the Yom Iyun. Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday's Erev Yontif. So as things stand now, we probably won't have a shear. My conscience bothers me enough, then we maybe go have it. Because the truth is, the Cholamoy was made for extra learning, not for not having learning. But I assume that if we don't have this, you'll be learning something else. So.